This is Carl van Jorden, and you're listening to the Craving Wolves podcast.
So on this episode of Midweek Madness, I will be diving into the very deep subject, which is freedom. Okay, guys, Midweek Madness, let's go. So a thing that I want to talk about today is freedom, okay? And this, of course, is a crazy subject and it can go on for days, okay? So, like, freedom in general, how do you feel free? Are you free? Like, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can ask about this. And, like, one of them is, does security make you feel free? Or is security freedom? Because a lot of times people will say, okay, cool, I choose to do something. So you're free to choose something, but then after that, are you then free? So a South African example is where, like, okay, you're free to make your own choices, but you need to barricade your house, you need to have a gate, you need to have, like, all this extra security to feel safe. But is that actually being free, you know? So that's just a question. Does security or safety take away your freedom? Or because you are free to choose that, and if you then choose that, is that then freedom in itself? Okay, so very deep question. Let me know about that. If you guys have, like, your specific answer, let me know. And we can discuss it. Always love asking weird, strange questions like this and then, like, having conversations about it. It's epic. So the freedom that I want to discuss today is that if you have a problem with a substance, okay? So now the thing is, you are giving your freedom away for that substance, okay? So say it is smoking, okay? And after a while, like, say initially it's not a problem, but after a while when you get hooked and that you cannot live without the substance, or there are certain situations where you do not, like, you don't go and you say, okay, cool, this is the problem and I'm going to fix it. But actually when you go and be like, okay, I can't handle this situation, first I need to go smoke. Okay, so something happens, I'm really stressed, I need to go smoke. Okay, where you don't have the freedom then to grow, you know? So, like, having that dependency, that is taking away your freedom. That is not, you know, then you're not living, in my humble opinion. And the thing is, guys, like, that dependency, and, you know, it takes your freedom away. Like I said, you're not then, believe it or not, you're not free to make your own choices then. Because every time that will influence your decisions, okay? So having that dependency on a certain thing is taking away your freedom. And I think freedom is really important. So, you know, just another reason why you need to look at what is your bad wolf? Where are you feeding the bad wolf? And then you need to stop that, because feeding the bad wolf is taking away your freedom. Okay. Now, a different approach to this, and of course, there's a lot of people out there that always, like, they like contradicting everything. And the thing is, which is an interesting concept for me, and, you know, sometimes I talk about things like this and I play my own devil's advocate. So what I want to know also, like, tell me about your opinion of my next statement, which is, if you then say, like, coffee, I say, all right, no more coffee, you know, that's a substance that I don't like, no more coffee, you know, does that also take away your freedom because now you're not free to drink coffee? You know, so is that also then the same as, you know, it's better for me, so I'm choosing to do this, but technically I'm restricting myself. And then is that still freedom? So it is an interesting subject. Like, when are you free? Is it the feeling of freedom? You know, like, I still feel free because I used my freedom to choose to not indulge in a certain substance. Okay, so say it's alcohol. Now I am choosing not to drink. Okay, then when I don't drink, now all of a sudden I'm restricted because, you know, you go to a bar or whichever and they sell alcohol and you not drink it. So now, you know, you're still free to make your choice to drink or not drink, but because you made a, like, blanket decision to just not drink at all because of all your 50 reasons, because there's a lot of reasons why you should not drink, my opinion. So then you can go and you can say, all right, because I am still free to choose, you know, I'm exercising my freedom to constantly choose not to do it. Or is it more like this is restricting me, so technically I'm giving up my freedom, or at least some of my freedom? So, yeah, for me, it's a difficult subject, guys, and it's really interesting. So really connect with me, see what you can do. Let's talk about it. Let's hear, what do you feel? How do you feel about freedom? Okay. Do you think that also a substance, if you dependent on a substance, you have less freedom? Do you feel that if you give up a substance, you have less freedom, or because it's still your choice, you're still free to choose? Is that then also like more freedom or less freedom? And like, how do you feel about the word freedom? Like, you know, what, where do you feel free? Where do you think you are free? All of those type of things. Because I know basically at the end of the day, we have the ability to choose. Okay. And because we have the ability to choose and make decisions, I think that is still freedom. In essence, that is freedom for me, where I choose not to do something, I choose to do something. Even if I'm dependent on it, it's still my choice. So use your freedom to not feed the bad wolf and feed the good wolf. Okay? But let me know what you guys think about freedom, and in general, do you think you are free? Of course, this can blow up into such a big scale where some countries, people say, yeah, you're not free to decide. And guys, you're always free to decide. It's just you decide not to live with the consequences of the other decision. So, yeah, look at it, guys. Make it epic. Thank you for listening to the Craving Wolves podcast. A nice and quick episode. I really enjoy the topic of freedom. So also, guys, when you connect with me, tell me a bit about what is making you different. The good habit of the week is to write down every day what is making you different. So let me know about it, guys. I look forward to engaging with every one of you. So thank you very much. If you found some value in this podcast, please share it with a friend. Make sure it grows, and then we can reach more people. So thank you very much. Stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.